Hello and welcome to the Harrogate Podcast with me, Andrew Gray. This week I'm delighted to have with me Stephen Gibson of Acoustic Pixel, based in Harrogate. Now, how would I describe Stephen? Well, quite simply, he is Harrogate's Mr. Connected Home, or Mr. Connected Office. He does both of those things from their base at the House of Harrogate in the centre of town. Now, I've had a pre-chat with Stephen, as I do with all my guests, and he has blown me away with some of the things that you can do with houses these days. I've heard of Nest systems for heating and a few clever things you can do with lighting, but genuinely, what Stephen can offer his clients is mind-blowing. So, Stephen, good afternoon. Welcome to the Harrogate Podcast.
Thank you, Andrew.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great. So tell my listeners about Acoustic Pixel, and we'll go straight into some of the services that you can offer, because they are so good.
Thank you very much. Yeah, as you said, we're Acoustic Pixel. We're a home automation and audiovisual company based within the centre of Harrogate from the House of Harrogate showroom. We deliver a wide range of services to the general public in terms of home automation. So you mentioned the Nests and perhaps the Philips Hue and various other kind of technologies that you can maybe buy off the shelf that people would be familiar with. What we do is we integrate lighting, heating, audio, TV distribution, security, all into one system so that you have a house that works for you. We create a smart home, a home that adds benefits to your life. We like to say that in any home, with a fully integrated system, we can take 50,000 daily tasks away from you over the course of a year. Putting lights on and off, temperatures up and down, checking that window's closed. All of these things we can do, we can automate. And we particularly just been talking a little bit about the security aspect, which is probably one of the biggest drivers in our industry, if I'm totally honest. And with this, with the technology and with the systems that we can create, we can add kind of a layer of security that just wouldn't be there otherwise. So if you go on holiday for 2 weeks, maybe to Scarborough or
wherever. To Scarborough, I have
two
not
weeks
done.
In Scarborough. If you go on holiday for 2 weeks, then what we're able to do, we're able to have the house remember and mimic your occupancy of the previous 2 weeks. So if you went downstairs at 1:30 in the morning to pinch the last breakaway biscuit or Kit Kat biscuit or whatever it is.
Breakaway, showing your age, I think.
Well, same age as yourself, I think, Andrew. What we can do is actually remember that. So your house behaves very, very naturally, so that it's not lights going on at the same time every day and going off at the same time, which can look, to anybody with a prying eye, can look very obvious. So your house will behave very, very naturally. And then if somebody does manage to get into the back garden or anything like that when you're not aware, we've got various things that we can do because we can integrate the lighting and security and the audio together. So somebody turns up in your back garden, the CCTV camera can pick them up. It can tell the difference between a dog in the back garden and a human being, for instance. So when it sees that person, we can turn your bedroom light on. 5 or 10 seconds later, your landing light comes on. Then your downstairs hallway. The idea is that we're mimicking occupancy so that hopefully it's a deterrent and they're scared away and they don't get any further. However, if somebody does manage to or decides to break into the house, we can do other things as well with the sensors there, as well as activating the alarm. We can have the whole light flashing, literally, so that anybody
in the
street.
It's like a nightclub in the 90s.
It's literally a nightclub in the 90s. But all of your neighbours, no one can creep in under the cover of darkness. Your house literally is lit up like Blackpool Illuminations, flashing away. And as we talked about earlier, we could put, as well as the alarm, we could have Britney Spears blasting through the speakers in the ceiling, and that must be the biggest deterrent for anybody to get out of that place.
It must be. I think when the Americans invaded Iraq all those years ago, they were using waterboarding, but there was some sort of music they used. It was some like, I can't remember what it was, it might have been Britney Spears to break down the insurgents who would just give in and say where the other insurgents were.
Well, it would have certainly broken me.
Yeah. So. Well, that is a fantastic service. And what I was thinking when I first met you was, God, I bet these things are so expensive that pretty much this is only the 1%, the top 1% of the people living in this area can afford your products and services. dispel that myth, if you can.
I certainly can. I think that that is very much the perception of footballers, and they'll see MTV cribs and houses that are doing various clever things. But more and more, it is very much now for the mainstream. We would like to say roughly the amount that you would spend on a kitchen, for instance, would generally equate to the cost of what you would do in terms of automating your home. So for £5,000, we could create a system that controls all of your lighting and automates your lighting and your heating and audio around your house. Up to £10,000-£15,000, where we're adding in security elements, video distribution, gated access control over video, various things like that, that can all be integrated when you get to around about that £10,000-£15,000 budget. But ultimately, every home's different. But that is kind of where the market sits. So it's certainly very, very affordable now.
And I guess if that technology was to last in your house for some time, if you are really reducing those 50,000 tasks, of which however many hours that must be, there'll be a moment where it actually makes financial sense. Won't be in the first year, but maybe it's sort of year three or something on those lines.
It's interesting from a financial point of view. I would look at it more in terms of a return on investment. I wouldn't look at it in terms of a financial return on investment. I'd look at it more like an return on investment of time. It's the time that you get back to allow you to enjoy your house, to not worry, to not have to leave your house in the morning and worry about, have I locked the front door? Have I turned them straighteners off? With a fully connected home now, you can take that worry away, you can check, or you could actually lock your house remotely. So that's kind of what I would see. I would think of it very much as a return investment of time. Yes, there's going to be energy saving benefits, and yes, there's going to be various savings on heating, lighting costs, because your house is behaving how you want it to. We're not kind of leaving house lights on all night. When we turn it off, every single light in the house goes off.
When I've seen houses for sale in Harrogate, and we bought a house not too long ago, I don't remember ever seeing in the spec that this is a connected home. Yep. Buy this connected home. Are estate agents, you know, using that in their sales particulars these days?
More and more. It's still very, very few, because very few houses are fully connected, fully automated. But we've seen, certainly in recent terms, even more mainstream builders that you'll see on various housing estates, they're often now putting the connectivity as kind of an addition, as kind of something that people can buy as an add-on. So you might want an extra data point near your TV or a data point in the ceiling. These are now extra things that people can buy. So it's coming even to the very, very mass market house builders. So it's certainly kind of a service that not only people want, it's more now, Andrew, more a case of what people need to be able to watch various TV shows, and the way that we consume media is changing all the time, the way that we want to listen to our audio is changing. Because I don't know about you, but with your family and things, do you watch TV all the time through a TV? Is it sometimes on a tablet? Sometimes on a phone?
It may be known for me to watch, you know, Netflix in the bath. on an iPad. That might have happened many times.
Well, we can actually put TVs in bathrooms as well. So you could actually watch it fully on your TV if you wanted to. As that's certainly kind of possible as well. But ultimately, having a network and a fully connected home in place is really about the planning, getting the cables in the right place to make your house future ready. Difficult to say future-proof, because with the best will in the world, no one could have predicted the world that we're living in now. 10 years ago, the way that we consume media is very, very different than 10 years ago. The old iPod was probably never even thought of 10 years ago. Well, it'd be very, very close to being 10 years ago. But the way that now, that as you said, with your tablet, you're able to watch shows, content on demand. You're able to just choose when you watch it. You don't have to look at the radio times or the TV times. Again, probably show my age, but you don't need to look at that to watch movies. You don't have to set your video recorder. You can have it when you want it. But with that comes demands on certain bandwidth and certain infrastructure. So creating that infrastructure is really, really key, and that's kind of what we do with our clients.
Thank you. I would have thought the best time to engage your firm's services is when you're renovating a house, I'd guess, because it must be a bit disrupting, you know, putting the knocking walls down or putting cabling. I mean, is that right? Is it renovation thing? Or if you're remaining in your house and you wanted to make it connected, can they engage you anyway?
I think that you're hitting a really good point. I think traditionally, our primary clients would be people who are perhaps building their houses, as you say, renovating houses, because to get cables in the right place is incredibly important, and it can be done obviously at the time when people are renovating. They're less likely to worry about us damaging wallpaper or anything like that and chasing through walls. However, the way technology has gone in the last 3-4 years, there's very much now wireless solutions which can be retrofitted to houses with minimal disruption, so that we could potentially automate your lighting, heating, and potentially security system without pulling a wire in. So it can be done very inobtrusively.
Wow. Okay. Again, it's something I did not know. Now, going back to the stage with buying and selling of houses, I would guess, and obviously I'm no expert in the housing world, but if you were to spend, or someone spend £10,000 on making a house connected, say something sort of average sort of cost, I bet if you came to sell your house, you'd get that £10,000 back and more. I mean, I imagine it would be, you'd get £20,000, you spend £10,000, you're probably going to get an extra £10,000 back on that.
Well, I think there's a lot. I'm not going to hear and say that it's something that's going to absolutely add value to your house.
No, of course.
However, some of the things that we do, some of the things that, there's various estate agent surveys out there of things that add value to houses. You talk about kind of an extra bathroom and various things that would be, everyone will be aware of. But often on these lists, more and more now, is home entertainment. Whether that's kind of having a cinema room in the loft or in a spare bedroom, or having the capability of multi-room audio so people can listen to audio in different rooms. These things are coming. They're incredibly desirable for people. And I think that ultimately the investment makes your house different. As the younger generations come, ourselves, we're obviously in our late 30s, still just. We've just kind of on the cusp of the generation that grew up with all this technology. We can still probably remember kicking footballs about in a park. But as the generations now that are coming through, the millennial generation really, everything that they do when they're is technology related, and they will expect, when they're buying houses, they will expect their houses to be able to accommodate their lifestyle. So that definitely, in my view, in my opinion, and talk to people in the property industry, this is coming. This is certainly an advantage when you hopefully come to sell your house in the future.
Got it. And I agree. It's going to be the new thing. I imagine Harrogate being relatively affluent, it's sort of starting here. I mean, well done to you for sort of setting up this business in this town, and I hope it flies, and it sounds like it is. We spoke earlier before the podcast about assisted living as well. So some of your services, products that you guys offer, help people who have got perhaps relatives who are living away, or there's someone in Harrogate and they're perhaps elderly or infirm for whatever reason.
Yep.
And you know, someone needs to keep an eye on, maybe it's the neighbours or, you know, someone in Australia.
Yep.
Tell us about those services, products that you have.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that one of the security is probably the biggest driver in our industry. It's about providing not just gimmicks. It's easier to turn lights off and impress people by changing colours and things, but what we're trying to do is to create solutions that actually have an impact on people's real lives. And as you mentioned regarding assisted living, that is a huge area for us. For instance, just imagine the situation that you've got an aunt and a granny or whoever it is that is living by themselves. They want to continue living by themselves. They want to stay at home. They don't want to go into care. They want to still enjoy their home. They're comfortable there. with some of the technology that we can incorporate into people's homes, we can allow them to stay there for as long as possible, really, in kind of a safe and monitored, relaxed fashion. So say, for instance, that they've got their daily routine. You know that 8 o'clock in the morning, they're downstairs watching BBC News breakfast and they're having a cup of tea. With an automated connected home, you can be notified if they don't have their cup of tea at 8 o'clock. It might be perfectly innocent. They might be having a lying in bed or a bit too much to drink at the bingo or whatever it was the night before. But you can be notified and you can make contact, whether it's calling them or however it is you'd normally make contact. You can make contact to make sure that they're absolutely fine and there's been no issues. As well, I think that this kind of technology is becoming more and more prevalent in healthcare as well. We do work in commercial spaces. And for instance, perhaps with an example might be with Alzheimer's patients, that if they wake up in the middle of the night, I'm told by a lot of experts that they sometimes are unsure as to exactly where they want to go. They may need the toilet. And the idea is that they can wake up in the middle of the night. We can set the lighting scheme so that it comes on at very low level, but it gently guides them to the bathroom. And again, there's healthcare professionals when speaking to them, and these are very real benefits that can help people. And the technology is not just about gimmicks; it's about trying to add value to people's lives. Yes, we all love the technology side of it. Yes, it's great fun. But there is real benefits there, and we can explore that with our clients just to say, what is it that this is going to make? How is this going to make your life better? Fundamentally, that's what we're about. We're going to try to make people's lives better. Yes, we're going to entertain with the cinema rooms and the various audio sound systems, but to help making people's lives better.
And an Englishman's home is his castle, or his castle is his home, whatever.
And we work in castles as well. So that's fair.
I bet you do. Now, what are the trends in Harrogate? Are there anything that these quirky people of Harrogate, everyone's going for, I don't know, 4K TVs or doorbells that you can see who's coming to the door? You know, is there anything that's absolutely on fire here that, you know, no one else is really doing, and vice versa?
Yeah, I think that it's about taking the home as a fully connected home. I think there's definitely kind of a growing market in around the Harrogate area for that fully connected home. There's so many people out there that might have a heating control system, like a Nest, I think, like your good self has.
We do.
Or maybe a Philips Hue light bulbs, which you can control. But where I think the people of Harrogate and the surrounding areas are really looking at now is that full connected home, where your lighting system integrates with your heating system, which integrates with your security system, integrates with your audio system. So the whole house works together. And I think that's a big thing that certainly the people of Harrogate are looking at. The other side of it is the entertainment side. And more people are wanting their homes to be a hub of entertainment, whether that's going to be the ability to watch great content, whether it's through Netflix, whether it's through BBC, whoever is providing that content, they want to be able to experience it in the best possible way. And we're seeing the development of of people taking their living room and almost creating a little cinema experience there. So that is a huge driver, having a living space which actually provides incredible audio that allows people to experience the variety, whether it's sport, whether it's movies, whether it's the latest David Attenborough, whatever it is, that is a big, big thing.
Now, I think we're going to fall out about audio.
Right?
I'll tell you why. In front of me, I have my trusty iPhone.
Yes.
And I love to listen to Spotify or the radio in the shower, almost anywhere, via the speakers in my iPhone, because surely the audio quality from just my iPhone itself is enough. Like, really, is there such a difference in sound quality? Because I am to be convinced on this. Okay. Convince away if it's any worth having a better than an iPhone speaker.
The one way that I can get you to be convinced is to experience it.
How can I experience it?
You can experience it by visiting our showroom. We have a 6-seater cinema room within the House of Harrogate, which has got a stunning 7.2.4 audio system. So we've got, including two subwoofers, with this 13 speakers within the cinema room. This cinema system is M&K Sound, which is the brand that was used by the sound engineers to create various soundtracks in with Hollywood blockbusters, things like Lord of the Rings, etc. So I can talk all I want about the quality, but in this case, hearing is very much believing, and we would invite anybody to come and visit the showroom, experience the audio, the immersive audio that we can create, in your front room, but come and experience it.
So I can book a slot, and I'm asking you, can I? One of my favourite films, if not my favourite film, is Lost in Translation with Scarlett Johansson and Bill Murray. Okay. Maybe you haven't seen it. It's set in Japan, and the soundtrack is absolutely phenomenal. Great film. Anyone should watch that film. So I could bring that on DVD or Blu-ray, whatever, and I could book a slot. Is that how it works?
It's not for the space is definitely
not for hire because something that I was interested in.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. What we'd want you to do is to bring the media or the genre, whatever you love. You might love stinging concert. You might love watching that kind of thing. You might love certain movies, but bring it along. Come and experience it how the director or the artist intended it, and I'm absolutely convinced that you'll hear and feel more than anything the difference. So yes, the invitation's open.
Thank you. And that goes for football as well. Football matches, I imagine. Football is, having not experienced one of these sound systems, I really haven't. Yep. I've been to football matches, but I've never been to watch in this media centre sort of thing. I mean, does it feel like the crowd are where they are around the stadium?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Again, it really depends. A lot of the movies now are being created with a height channel. So you think about it, when you're in a cinema, a plane goes over your head, you can hear it go over your head. Within our cinema room and the various systems that we can design for people's living rooms, we can create that height channel. So it's not necessarily having speakers in the ceiling. We've got speakers that will actually point at the ceiling and reflect down. So you're actually getting a fully immersive feel. So if in that movie there's a gunshot from the right-hand side, you're going to hear it from the right-hand side. If something's behind a person, you're going to hear it behind a person, behind you. So you're experiencing that full movie, that football match, as if you were there. So it's certainly worth a visit.
Okay, the audio is good. I take your word for it, and I hope to experience it. Fridges and freezers. Do we yet have this connected fridge freezer thing where it can order food for you? Talk me through how that works.
We definitely do. That is all about having the infrastructure in the right place at the right time. So having kind of these various devices, whether it's your kettle, whether it's a fridge, we've got to get them onto a network. So if we create a network for your home, whether it's a wireless network or whether it's actually a fixed infrastructure, all of these various things, whether it's fridges, freezers, kettles, as I said, the Internet of Things is here. All of these devices can be connected, and they've got various levels of functionality and various levels of benefit for people. But yes, it's certainly within the wit of man to be able to have a fridge that is going to tell us that we need to order more milk, or we can look it in our fridge from our app in our supermarket and see that we don't have any ham or we don't have anything for the sandwiches tomorrow. That's certainly possible.
Hence saving a lot of that 50,000 hours or 50,000 tasks or whatever it was. Are there any people in Harrogate, Stephen, who've had a panic room? Without giving any client confidential things away, are panic rooms... I mean, Harrogate's not a particularly high crime area, thankfully, but, you know, are there people wanting these things, or is it just probably more of a London-centric thing?
I think that with our industry,
audiovisual as well as kind of the whole smart home has been very much in the past built around the southeast and London centric. I guess we could get into a political argument as to why the southeast has been allowed to develop so much in terms of kind of the economy, but that is where the money is. And in the past, a lot of these systems were out of the price range of a lot of regular people. In terms of the panic rooms, we certainly haven't installed any panic rooms, but I'm certainly aware of a number of projects that are ongoing in this area. Again, utilising technology that we have, but also it's really important to stress that they would then need to be fully working for how the client might want them to work. They would then need to be integrated with a full security system that allows various interactions with police, etc., etc. So there's certainly probably a growing market as they become a lot more affordable. We may see one or two more in the not too distant future.
I'm sure we will. So, Stephen, that has been fascinating. I am going to experience a film or a bit of it, perhaps, at your studios, because we are just renovating a house. So this has been a good podcast for me to have. So thank you. How do people find you guys? Where are you based? Remind me.
We're based within House of Harrogate, which is run by a gentleman called Mark Edwards. And Mark's been on that site on Cheltenham Mount, which is just down from Asda. Just again, if you kind of go in the opposite direction from Marks and Spencer, just up that road. But within that showroom, Mark has got a wide range of kitchens and bathrooms from various different budgets, so it's definitely worth exploring. But what he's created is a home emporium, if you like. So we're down there as a concession. We've got a cinema room there. We've got a fully automated kitchen and living space, which control lights, blinds, heating, everything automated by Alexa. And actually, it's a little tip. If you go into the kitchen, if you go into the showroom, anyone can do it. It causes panic. But you can go in there and actually say, Alexa, turn on party, and see what happens. you may get evicted from the shop by Mark and his staff, but it's great to demonstrate the capability of what we've actually got down there. So I'd urge as many people to do that as possible. But yes, we're downstairs within House of Harrogate.
And who else is in the Emporium then?
Okay, we've got the Shire doors, so the bifolding doors. We've got the English Cabinet Company, which will do a whole range of bedroom furniture and lots of other things there. And there's various other things in terms of products with very much decorative concrete for walls and for flooring. And there's a whole range. I'd certainly recommend it. It's been recently refurbished over the last 12 months. And the more people that go in there, it's kind of a building that everybody's walked past in Harrogate.
Yes.
But not many have actually called in.
I've not been in.
Yep.
You have taught me something. Thank you. And websites and Twitter and LinkedIn as well?
Absolutely. We're available on all of them platforms. It's very, very straightforward. So Acoustic Pixel would get you to pretty much everywhere, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter or LinkedIn. And with regards to the website, again, very straightforward. www.acousticpixel.co.uk.
Stephen, thank you for your time. Good luck with business in 2019.
Thank you very much.